The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
This is Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Now, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome everyone. Sean's singing along.
Lip syncing.
Yeah, hey, welcome. Welcome. I am Brad Officer, the host today of Real Estate 911 and the host every time we have it, actually. Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're the host.
Once.
You've hosted.
No, one time.
And Sean Solari, the co-host at large, made it in today. Thanks for coming in, Sean.
You're welcome.
Glad you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, so as you know, he's on four. There we go. Turning his mic around.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, we're in. All right. Good deal. Hey, so.
Even if you heard me, I was probably like off in the tunnel.
Hey, welcome everyone. So, you know, this is Real Estate 911. We're talking about the Jacksonville real estate market here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we think it's important for you to keep up with, you know, just what's happening in the real estate market. And you always kind of think sometimes like, you know, when you hear the different, you know, all the different real estate related shows out there talk about the market and timing and everything, that we would be absolutely just flat out dead this time of year.
Yeah.
And while I do think a lot of, you know, our compadres in the business have all decided to, you know, go into winter slumber time period, right? It's happened.
Sure.
We're still out hustling along.
Trying as best we can.
And we're actually seeing an increase in the number of inquiries in the last few weeks, which is, you know, maybe that's what happened. Maybe a lot of I'm not saying our realtor friends, I'm saying some people who hold licenses that we don't know.
8,000 in Northeast Florida.
8,000 plus, whatever, however many there are now. Have decided, maybe it was like, you know, the Thanksgiving, what's the drug you get from the natural chemical from turkey?
It's tryptophan.
Tryptophan, there we go.
Sorry, I'll be on Jeopardy next week.
Or you just left.
That's right. And it's $0.
Yeah. You know, it's like maybe they ate so much turkey that it's just carried over.
Yeah,
it's like just, the turkey just, comatose has just I'm just going to roll this into December. And we're just going to keep and now we're here we are at the middle of December. Right. We got to shop for Christmas presents. There's no time because I'll tell you, the last couple of weeks even, it's been like I answer the phone and people are like, y'all are working? Like, man, it's 9 a.m. Of course we're working. Yeah. No, I mean, like, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's winter. It's time.
It's Tuesday, 9 a.m. It's sunny.
I think I'll wake up on January 1st, do some New Year's resolutions, and then pick it back up. Start working again.
I think it's not January 1st. They're definitely not waking up January 1st. Yeah. They're more like, you know, mid-January, everybody kind of gets like, all right, let's get back in gear.
Gosh,
which is funny because, I mean, it's like we're selling houses.
Mm-hmm.
And people are, we've got customers who are trying like crazy to get things locked down.
Yeah.
So they can know where they're going to go. They may not get in by Christmas.
Yeah.
But just knowing that they are going to have a home.
True. Yeah, absolutely.
Before, because once we kind of do hit that, you know, Christmas, New Year week there.
That's a big weight on your shoulders. That gets really when you're like, okay, I know where I'm going to be.
And then we have people at the same time that are, you know, they know they're moving.
Yes.
They know that they've accepted the promotion, right? They know they're moving to some other city, somewhere, some other state. And they need to kind of get that resolved as to what's my plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what is happening right now. So I'm glad that so many people have taken a turkey coma break.
Sure.
I recommend all agents.
That's right. Go. All of them. Go ahead.
Completely, you know, shut down. It's the good time of year to catch up on some reading. Listen to some podcasts, you know.
Whatever.
Finally knock out your book list, right?
Yeah.
I've got a whole list of books I'm going to knock out.
Binge watch Game of Thrones, whatever you're into.
Whatever.
Just do it.
Yeah. Suits is a good one. I recommend.
Love that show.
But yeah, by all means do that. And we'll make sure that we keep everything going here.
Sure. We even pay you a referral. Just send them over.
Yeah, that's true. If you don't want to do the business, send them over to Brad Officer or Sean Solari. We'll be glad to pay a referral.
Sure.
But we're kind of tongue-in-cheek in it because it is funny how busy the market is right now. Because some of that is we're still on the Irma hangover, right, where it's
– I think that, that definitely has a component to it.
I totally agree.
Yeah. I will say this. A lot of the big websites, Realtor.coms and Zillows and all that a lot of people turn to for the real estate news and information. I mean, they've done a great job of really stating how you shouldn't fall out of the market right now, regardless if you're a buyer or a seller and, what the national landscape is of the real estate market and, lack of competition seller.
In previous years, it's almost like they started the, preparing your home for spring sale.
Absolutely.
And they would start that like in October.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, wait a minute.
They would feed right into it.
We're not even done with the summer sales in our market. And now here we are kind of really in the fall period of our market where, we're not selling like, all however many, what is it, 3,000 a month or 2,000, whatever it is a month.
Yeah, we're over 3,000. Once we get into the spring season, we're over 3,000. I'm so anxious to see what November's numbers look like because we haven't seen that yet, right?
Right.
Yeah. Last we have is October, but I'm really anxious to see what November's numbers look like because I think it's a 3,000.
Nah.
So you don't think so?
Nah.
I don't know.
Because we're always bumping up against 3,000 in the summer months, like 2,600, 2,700. So 2,700, 2,800, somewhere in there. So we're kind of always, month to month sales.
Certainly.
Now,
you could certainly agree it's not going to be the standard 18, 19, 2,000 that we typically see.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's more than that.
I mean, there's you got a holiday in there. That's a week, which it's hard to get anything done in that week. Not because of our buyers and sellers don't want to get anything done. It's because of the banks, the mortgage guy, the title guy. Right. It's the attorney that needs to look over some things.
That's true.
And inspectors.
Up at the end of the week. So you had your Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Like you had a 4-day just
shut down. It slows some things
or
down.
Or slow down, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely slows. So I don't know. I mean, who knows? But I think that's the point really is that the market is chugging. And I will say this, too. So this time of year, I just had a call on the way here to the radio, and I was talking to a gentleman, and we're talking about, basically selling the house and getting some things done. And we were saying, and I told him, I said, if you don't have to leave, like, right this second. Like, I think if you would have caught me about 2 weeks ago, I would have said, we've got time. Let's bust through the list of things you got to get done.
Yeah.
Let's get this house positioned right. Let's do all the marketing photography that we need to do. Let's do everything we need to do to get the marketing started, and let's go on the market before, in the next week or two.
Right.
Now we're sitting, and I was on the phone with him. I was like, I think now's a good time to let's get in the house and figure out what it can sell for. Let's get your full to-do list pulled together because you're going to have a little time off over Christmas, over the holiday.
Yeah.
And go through and really put that list together and do everything the right way.
Yeah.
Which you should do anyways. But now you got time to do it all the right way.
Right.
And some of the vendors may be a little slower too, so may have a good chance to get some of the vendors out to do some work.
I think the key is, because we all start off right with the gusto of, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do more than, what I normally would do because of the same point that you just made, right? You have a little bit more time. And then there's, I'll get to it tomorrow. Oh, I got family in town. All of that. So, I mean, I think if you take that approach, if you're a seller out there and you're going to take that approach, you got to be dedicated to it, right?
Yeah. Most of our customers, by the time they call us, they're not ready to get a list together.
Right.
Like, they're usually ready, like, how soon can we get on the market? And we're like, well, dang, hold up now.
We should have spoke a little bit earlier.
Like, if you think it's bad now, you should have seen it 2 weeks ago.
I still need to see it another 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. But I think now, that's the point, is that I think now is that time to really get that list together and start knocking through those items and then make the plan to go on the market that first week of the year. But there's always people that have to move right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you got to go right now, or maybe the house is vacant.
Yeah.
Sell it as is.
There you go.
There's all kinds of different opportunities there. All right, so hey, we're going to be talking about a little bit more about the stats and a couple of kind of funny things here. the 13 things, or some of the things that gross people out when they're visiting your house over the holidays. We'll be back in just a minute.
Heekin Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heekin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heekin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com. Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville RE/MAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So we'll get to the 10 things that will gross out your holiday guests.
Right
here in just a few minutes, but before we get there, I definitely want to say thanks to our show sponsors. We've got if you're in a situation where you have kind of that real estate law related type of questions, we do get calls from time to time from people that like, hey, I need some information, and they start asking questions, and it turns out it's like, hey, this is more of a law based type of question. You know, it's especially we get a lot of tenant, you know, landlord tenant issues that come through. We get issues on, you know, hey, we're in the process of selling our house, but this guy has a driveway and he kind of made it right on my line. You know, that's all real estate law related things. So we recommend you talk to the attorneys over at Heekin Law. And if you Google Heekin, which his name is David Heekin. So if you Google HeekinLaw.com, you'll be able to find him. Yeah. So reach out to David. Also owns Landmark Title. Show sponsor here. So for real estate closings, maybe you're selling your house for sell by owner, which, hey, it's possible. You can do it.
Sure.
Some people have been successful with it. Some have tried and then decide later to list with the realtor and get it sold. But if you go that route and you definitely want somebody on your side or at least to manage the whole contract process, then go to Heekin Law, go to David Heekin. Reach out to them. Also, a special thanks to Scott Goldstein over at Atlantic Trust Mortgage. You've heard us talk about him in the past. We've had Scott and David both on the show multiple times, sometimes together, I think. Yeah. We've even had them together once.
Yeah.
I feel like we have. 2 years, it all blurs together.
That's right.
Well, two and a half, whatever we're on right now.
See, we can't even get that straight.
All right, so Scott over Atlantic Trust Mortgage, you can reach out to him. If you just go to AtlanticTrustMortgage.com, you can reach out to Scott. If you have a mortgage and you are over 4.5%, or for God's sake, if you're over 5, you should refinance while you can still get rates at the 4 mark or 4.25.
They're all under today.
All under 4.
All under today. So the 30-year fixed mortgage, and this is direct from Scott over Atlantic Trust Mortgage, the 30-year conventional fixed mortgage rate today is 3.875, and FHA and VA is at 3.75. So everything has a 3 in front of it today.
You know, man.
Nuts.
So, real smart guy that I know made the argument to me.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about you. You laughing like, is it me?
No, I know I'm not.
Look, but he made an argument that he does not believe the Fed is going to raise the rates.
You know, I believe there's probably a really good argument for that.
There's probably somebody listening right now that says, I've been saying for 5 years straight the Fed ain't raising the rates for nothing.
That's the same guy who took out insurance against the mortgage securities.
The ball, they shorted everything. If you haven't seen The Big Short, you almost will relive what I lived for a time period of going, oh, my God, what's happening? Great movie. All right, so reach out to Scott if you want to talk to him about refinancing. Maybe you're in the process of thinking you want to move up. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're seeing some people right now that are actually selling a house, moving up, and then they're able to roll some equity of the old house into the new house. And with rates being as low as what they are, they're coming out with payments a lot of times that are pretty dang close to what they started with.
Yeah, just traded it up.
It's just trading up. Yeah, it's kind of it's a little interesting how that's working right now. But rates, that's the benefit of having this.
Yeah,
you know, really historically low rates.
Yeah, as well as the what the market is right now. You know, and how fast moving certain price points are and how other price points we've seen over the last 6 to 9 months starting to soften.
Yeah.
So
we've gotten some interesting trends that some people are saying that are going to happen in 2018.
That's right. So this is from realtor.com and they're economists over there. Four trends that they're predicting for 2018 real estate. First one.
Do we have beef with any of them?
Not really.
All right, let's go.
I mean, one of them's a wild card, so I think that's gonna, nobody's got a crystal ball with that, but we'll get to that one.
Anyway, all right, number one.
I mean, I'd love for this to happen. The first one right out of the gate is that they're predicting an increased inventory for 2018, although they're saying that it's going to come in the second half of the year, you know, not right out of the gate. And they're primarily leaning on increased new construction building.
Not resales.
No, it's solely focused on a bullish new construction market doing more than it's ever done before.
And there's a problem with this is that right now, the all of the people that I know in new construction, the builders, for the national builders, they're having a problem with labor.
Getting enough
labor
and probably getting qualified. I
don't even know if they even care about qualified anymore because they're, you know, it's all subcontractors they're getting, but they're having a very difficult time getting enough subcontractors
to keep pace. Yeah.
And so, you know, I know in St. John's County where we're seeing just a monster amount of building. And then of course, west side, north side of Jacksonville as well. You know, there's a lot of communities that are planned that haven't really seemed to just take off yet.
Yeah.
And I think some of that might be just the holdback in, like, we don't have the labor.
Yeah.
Like, we need to go, but we can't go.
Can't, yeah. It's I got this great car, but I'm missing the fourth wheel.
Gas. Yeah,
or I'm missing the gas.
I can't make this thing go the way. So I think that, but, you know, rising inventory is really good for us all.
Absolutely.
Because as a seller, you think about it, you're like, okay, well, why would I want more competition?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing a problem right now where if there's not that many homes available for sale, people are just deciding not to go out and look at them.
Yeah.
So I think more houses on the market, there will be more people that decide to go ahead and go out and look at the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the highest chance. Nobody's going to buy it from online. They're just not.
Right.
They may decide to go see it and they may even walk into the one house they saw online and say, yeah, this is the one. I've confirmed it's exactly what I wanted. But they have to get out there and get in the house to become emotionally attached.
Absolutely.
So I'm totally welcoming number one.
You know, the other problem we see is with the lack of inventory out there, we're seeing appraisal issues sometimes because there's just not a good supply of comparable sales.
Yeah. And they won't go back more than 6 months.
Yeah.
Like you really have to question that. And the mortgage companies will question the appraiser if they've gone back more than 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's just not. Yeah, we do need more listing inventory overall.
Mm. So under that same thing, though, they also noted that they're predicting that, you know, we'll get a little bit more of a plateauing effect of appreciation and more predictive at the 3%, not the 7, 8, and 9s we've been seeing over the past 3 years. So something that we've been talking about here for months.
Yep, because this last year, what did we see? Like 7-8% appreciation overall, median and average sales price. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a normal appreciating market is 2-3%, kind of holds, you know, with inflation.
Yeah.
But we haven't really seen that type appreciation in years. We've been seeing the 5, 6, 7, 8% year after year. So, and you know what? This is I heard another argument in addition to the, you know, Fed is not going to raise the rates. Yeah. But I heard another argument similar stating that, you know, what's holding back inventory is really that it's job growth, which we kind of talk about.
Right.
About how, you know, the first time what would be first time buyers, which that's your number two here about millennials. But what would be first time buyers if they actually are out renting apartments, since apartment rents and house rentals are so high, mm-hmm. that they're not making enough income to have a gap, you know, where there's a savability factor.
I got you.
So they're saving very, very little, if anything. And therefore, because their incomes are so low and are capped right in there with, you know, what they're paying on their rent and they're spending all their money, there's nothing to save. There's nothing. They can't go buy anything.
Yeah.
And then the same goes for that move up buyer where he is locked into a house and his incomes haven't gone up in a decade, right? Because it was 2006, 2016. We actually saw negative income growth.
Yeah.
And so that guy's not moving up to the next house. So it's like there's a lot of just kind of like a big old wet blanket that is income growth that's holding everything down. We might see appreciation, but the income growth overall though hasn't gone up.
Right. I was going to say that same guy trying to move up. I mean, with that aspect, he's having to, you know, put all his eggs in one basket that his house has appreciated enough that he can take that difference and then use that. But I mean, yes, we've bounced back, but a lot of times you haven't bounced back enough to have a big down payment.
Yeah, we don't want to jump up in houses because we've gotten so much more equity now. We want to jump up because our incomes have jumped up.
True. Yeah.
I mean, that's me personally.
Well, because if you're not, then what you're doing is you're going to end up, you know, stretching yourself. You're going to be in a house with a larger down payment. Your income hadn't changed. You've just stretched yourself financially to the extent where you might become house poor.
Yeah, and this is the wet blanket. This is income growth. Absolutely. Is the wet blanket. And that goes back to the original argument of they're not going to raise the rates, because if they did raise the rates, then the availability you can't borrow as much.
Right.
So now you really put a damper on everything. I've been saying forever they're going to raise the rates, but when I heard the argument that way, I was like, you know, you got a point.
Yeah.
But there's so much freaking pressure on raising the rates, man. I just don't know if, because I mean, you might as well just throw logic and common sense out the window.
Well, that holds true sometimes. Yeah, but it's funny. It's like
the Fed is not supposed to. Yeah,
you have to look at the overall larger picture in a lot of aspects when it comes to these types of things, because you know a lot of times when you're reading these articles about raising mortgage interest rates, all they do is point to GDP. If the GDP number is X or Y, then they're going to raise it. And to the argument you just made, that throws a wrinkle in an overall larger picture and another dynamic to potential effects if they do in a different aspect.
Yeah, because GDP has finally been going up at a more normal clip than what we ever saw under Joe Obama. That's what I used to call him. Because remember when he first got elected, it was like, he had a press conference, like, I swear it was every 24 hours. So me and my wife started calling him Show Obama. Nice. Like, look at Show Obama. He's back on again.
There you go.
You know? But I think Trump may have him beat there.
As far as that. I mean, if you count the tweeting, he certainly has a press conference
every
single day. All
right. 2018 real estate predictions. Yeah. Another trend they're thinking, we'll get this in before the break here. Sure. Number two is the millennials.
Yeah. So the millennials, obviously, they comprised a big portion of the buying market, which next year they're expected to comprise that much, if not more.
But yeah, so in 2017, they said about 40% of the overall market.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2018, what are they thinking?
43%. So they're going to tick up a little bit. But that's from a standpoint of obtaining mortgages. So 43% of those gaining mortgages next year should be millennials.
Or millennial age.
Yeah.
That's almost half.
But
just see if we're keeping pace.
Right. But millennials, obviously, you got an age span, so they're a little bit older next year, right? Their careers are a little bit further along. Hopefully, their incomes are increasing. And from a life standpoint, they're starting to put down roots, right?
Yep.
Start a family, all that. So they should be, you know, gobbling up more homes. And because of their career and income change and all that, kind of moving along in life, they should have an easier time obtaining mortgages. Hopefully the student loan debt's down a little bit. They should have an easier time getting mortgages to buy houses.
Millennials. Here come the millennials even more. 43% next year. That's pretty big.
It's the largest generation.
Since the boomers.
Yeah.
Yep. It's huge. All right. Hey, we'll be right back. We'll finish up this list and move on to the 10 gross things. We'll be back.
Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Man, we're busting through today, man. We're moving.
I know.
All right.
Halfway through the show. Dude.
2018 Real Estate Trends. I'm Brad Officer, REMAX Specialist here in Jacksonville, Florida. Joined Sean Solari, also a licensed realtor with REMAX here in Jacksonville. Just want to make sure you know who we are.
That is correct.
A friend of mine texted me earlier and said, y'all never say who you are after the beginning. You realize that?
are we that... Do we have that big of heads that we're like, maybe we've been on the radio 3 years. Or maybe
yeah, everybody should know.
Yeah, why not?
All right, look, but so if Brad Officer, just like policeman, if you Google me, and Sean Solari, you'll never be able to spell it right, so let's not even just phonetically spell it, and it'll pop up.
Yeah, it's Solari. It's Safari with an L instead of
there
an
you
F.
Go.
That's the easiest
it's
way
easiest
to
way.
Explain it, yeah.
All right, so we're just going through the 2018 real estate trends, and this is a national little report from Realtor.com, the economist there, and some of the things that they say are going to happen in the upcoming year, which, you know, right now, we're kind of seeing like this is kind of lining up with us too locally. So it's a good topic here. Number one was the increased inventory in the second half of 2018.
Fingers crossed.
Which we're hoping does happen. We would like to see that happen. We're sitting at 3.4 months worth of supply overall.
Yeah.
Now, the absorption rate when you get up into the higher markets, into the kind of the 600,000 plus, it's much slower, much slower than that. As a matter of fact, let me flip over to this, Sean. The price here, this was interesting. So I was looking at what has sold and what it expired. And this was what kind of had me scratching my head is that basically from the 500,000 in the last year, from the, about the 500,000 mark to and up, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about 1,200 homes were listed that did not sell. That's a lot of homes that were listed that did not sell.
Yeah.
And that's in the 500,000 mark and above price point. That's in the last year. And you get down, you start going down below 300,000, the numbers drop off pretty quickly.
Okay.
As far as the number of homes that did not sell. Now, I always wonder, like, how does somebody list a house for, say, 224,000 and 258 of them did not sell?
I don't know.
In the time period they had it listed, yeah. It expired. The agent listed it. They tried to sell it, and it didn't expire. And I always think, like, you know, how is that even possible? Because we list stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, the only difference I see is that, and I think this is probably another friend of ours at REMAX. We were talking about it earlier today about some of our more accomplished, you know, like what sales of the year are you most proud of type thing, right?
Right.
And I'll tell you that we both kind of were comparing notes, but it comes down to, a lot of times, the sales that we're most proud of are the ones that were, you know, where we went and showed the house to what would have been the potential buyer, even though they had an agent on the other side.
Right.
You know, we're involved in showing the house. And then because of us being there, we're able to kind of facilitate things and move things along a little further.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't see a lot of other agents taking that, like, approach of, like, you know, basically taking everything from A to Z for the listing, for the seller.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of more like a list it and forget it type situation. You know,
yeah.
Just stick in the MLS, get your nice pictures in there, and let's let it roll.
That's right. It's going to sell itself.
It's going to sell itself. It's, you know, it's just, it's now it's up to the house.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. I think that you got to be a little more involved in that.
Yeah.
Even at this price, even at 224. I mean, I was just using that. I just pulled that one out of the sky. I'm sitting here looking at.
Yeah.
Between the 200 and 224 mark, there were 258 homes that did not sell this year. And I don't understand why. Like, that's such a hot market, that price point. Like, $1 million, I get
yeah.
it. At $1 million, you better have some freaking game. Right? You better have that house so well positioned and so accurately priced. You're going to be like all the other 300 that didn't sell.
Yeah.
344.
Well, and as you get up there, obviously, you know, you got a lot more opportunity. So, you know, you got to, like you said, you got to be on your game in order to rise your listing above the rest of your competition. But
for sure,
I just always kind of fall back to, I think the vast majority of agents, right? There's over 8,000. That's a lot of people. I just think the vast majority of them, even if we look at it statistically, right? 3/4 of that 8,000, this is a part-time job. They're not doing this full-time. they come and go. The average agent in this town is involved in 3 transactions a year. You take the, even if you take the average sales price, you know, they're not involved in enough transactions to even
to be proficient
in just paperwork sometimes. But at the same token, you know, take that. And a lot of them, you know, everybody wants to be nice. They typically, you know, end up putting themselves in a door turning position where they're just kind of opening doors and hoping that the buyer decides themselves, this is the one. And
yep.
To some extent, there's a little bit of that. But at the same token, I just think at the end of the day, a lot of them just aren't being real with their customers.
Probably.
They're not.
You're talking about on the listing side. Or both sides.
Right. Yeah. Well, because you just said, look, you were involved and you helped facilitate their own. So obviously, even in that scenario, the buyer's agent didn't account for 50% of the help in there, you know? So I think on all sides, the listing agent's probably, you know, not being real with what the number is. The listing agent probably isn't doing the best that they can to market the house. At the same time, the buyer's agents that are walking in are just kind of opening the door, standing off to the side, you know, not really helping the buyer either figure out
I talked to a gentleman earlier today, and he said, we tried to sell it several years back. It didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had somebody else come in and give us, you know, what they think the house is worth. But we've been referred to you, and we just understand that you're going to shoot straight with us. Like exactly what we have to do, mm-hmm. and exactly what the price should be, mm-hmm. in order to get this sold. I don't need a pie in the sky number. And I'm like, dude, I don't leave a dollar on the table, but I also, we have to price it to where it's aggressively priced, mm-hmm. to where we're going to bring in the most amount. And we got to somehow line up my instinct to not leave a dollar on the table with getting and be at the right price point where people will walk in the door. And that's, you know, it's part science, part art form.
I was going to say, that's hard to do.
But it's skill that, you know, 14 years in the business, this is where we are. It takes time.
And it comes with being involved in a lot of transactions. Yep. It comes with being involved on both sides of the transaction. So you know what the opposite side or what the buyer, if you're on the listing side, you know what buyers are looking for. You know when you walk in that house, you know, what's going to be attractive to them, what's not going to be, what needs some love, what needs to be highlighted. I mean, that just comes with
time in the market.
In the market, which then helps you sharpen your skills.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So that we digress. That was our tangent on why haven't all these homes sold? It was such a tight market.
That's right.
So an increased inventory, we are welcoming it for sure. Number two was the millennials are coming. We go from 40% market share last year,
yeah.
or 2000 this year, 2017, and how many 40% of the mortgages, you know, people are buying with mortgages are millennials.
Right.
This to 2018, they're saying they're going to bump up to 43%.
Right.
So it's definitely going to.
I mean, that's a big number.
It's a huge. I mean, that is by far going to be the largest.
Buying, yeah.
I mean, sure. But you know, most of our boomers now are selling and moving down, and they're paying cash.
Yeah.
You know that they're getting out of mortgages and getting into cash.
That's a good point.
So I totally understand. But you know, the Xers are all. The Xers should all be moving up into the big boy houses right now. Mm-hmm. That's what should be happening. And I just think that wet blanket of income growth is, you know, kind of holding a little bit of that back. Number three was the Southern homes are going to be the hot market in 2018.
That's going to be the hot market, right?
We agree with this.
Always. I think it's not going to be. It's always been, right? But according to the economists over at Realtor.com, the southern cities are expected to see a 6% sales growth, which they're comparing that to what their estimation nationally is going to be 2.5%. So, you know, southern cities are great, obviously, in the state of Florida.
Which totally contradicts the first one about 3% appreciation.
What?
They're saying if we're going to look at individual regions, southern will be the best performing region overall.
Well, the first one is talking about appreciation of the home value. The southern homes talking about the actual number of home sales.
Yep.
So 6% in home sale growth.
And the last item here, the fourth trend they had, which is
the wild card.
The wild card is tax reform.
Yeah.
Because what's so hard right now is that who knows? They're still trading around this and that and the other thing.
Yeah.
Are we going to have the mortgage interest deduction? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be capped at the $10,000 like they're talking about? Yeah. Are we going to have to be there 5 years instead of 8 years for capital gains versus two out of the last five?
And I'll throw this on it. Do we know that the overall package, even if those things do exist, is better anyway?
Yeah, are we going to win in other ways?
Are these single things going to dominate, or is the entire package going to?
I don't know. So when we come back, we'll hit the 10 things that will gross out your holiday guest for sure. We'll be right back.
Heakin Law is a North Florida-based law firm focusing on real estate transactions and litigation. Their attorneys have over 100 years of combined legal experience and are ready to assist you with your legal needs. They pride themselves on affordable legal representation and common sense solutions to even the most complex legal problems, saving you time and money. If you have a legal matter you'd like to discuss, call Heakin Law today and schedule a free confidential consultation. Their attorneys have extensive experience in all manners of real estate matters, including real estate closings, title defects, foreclosures, short sales, and evictions. The attorneys and staff at Heakin Law are ready to assist you with your real estate needs.
Getting approved for a mortgage on your dream home can bring up a lot of questions. Atlantic Trust Mortgage understands, which is why they make it easy for you. They have a quick and easy loan application process. Their loan originators are available anytime you have a question, even nights and weekends. And there are no surprises once you're in contract. Atlantic Trust Mortgage offers conventional, FHA, VA, and USDA loan programs with the lowest possible interest rates and with low to no closing costs. Their process works. Superior customer service, the best rates and closings without all of the added stress. Call Atlantic Trust Mortgage today, 904-338-9356. Atlantic Trust Mortgage. We understand what it takes to get you in your home without all of the stress. 904-338-9356. And online at AtlanticTrustMortgage.com. Let's return to Real Estate 911 with Brad Officer and his co-host Sean, your Jacksonville REMAX specialists. Visit them at officergroup.com. Once again, here's Brad and Sean.
Hey, welcome back, everyone.
Is that the old tool time?
That is tool time.
Love it.
We should have,
love it.
Man, we should have given away an iPad for somebody that could guess it. Your iPad.
Yeah. No, let's not do that.
All right. So welcome back. Hey, I'm Brad Officer here at REMAX Specialist in Jacksonville, Florida. You can look us up online. You can just go to bradofficer.com or officergroup.com. Even hit us up on Facebook. Make sure you like the page. Go into Facebook. Just type in Officer Real Estate Group. You'll find us there. And let's see what else, Sean. Oh, so we're here talking about we got to get to this because this is gross.
Yeah, it's more tongue in cheek and it's fun. You know, like, we got through stats, we got off our soapbox, we talked about trends. Yeah.
This is good stuff here. This is what you came to listen to,
right?
So look, this is
the fun part of the show.
10 things. There's only 10.
There's probably
a whole lot more.
Right.
If you got more, you can text me. Text me if you're listening to this list of 10 things that will gross out your holiday guest. And you have other items you'd like to add to the list and add us in, you know, number 11, 12, 13, whatever. You can, by all means, text me.
Yeah.
So my cell phone number is, don't call me because my phone won't let me turn my thing off. It's 904-234-5196. We'd be more than happy to add yours in there as long as it's not, as long as it's radio appropriate.
If they're sitting there and they're like, oh, no, this one's
don't, way
and
don't
better.
Send pictures. No pictures. 904-234-5196. That's my cell.
There you go.
Of course, if you need to talk to me about real estate, that'd be great too. All right. So 10 things that will gross out your holiday guest.
That's right. So we're all going to have guests probably. Well, hopefully.
We'll have guests.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, you know what? And let's just go ahead and relate this to, these are probably things that if you were selling your house, these were things you definitely want to make sure.
A lot of these, yeah.
Yeah. You take care of beforehand.
Absolutely.
Okay. So number one, Sean, what do we got?
Dirty bathrooms.
No brainer.
You're right. No brainer. Just clean it. I mean, I don't know what you have to say to that other than...
Well, who doesn't clean their bathroom, though, before your guests come over?
You know what? I would be surprised that probably a lot of people live in a cleanliness of house much lower when they're just in their daily lives and not expecting people to come over.
For sure.
Then
it's the absolute all hell breaks loose when guests are coming over to our house because everything must be cleaned.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'll even put my wife just 2 days ago was like, so yeah, your mom's coming in town. We're going to go ahead and need to get a cleaner in here to do the whole house. Like, it's just,
why can't we do it?
With two kids, like, no time, all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, we're even like, hey, let's just get somebody else in here to do
let's get somebody else to do the dirty work. All right. So, yeah. So, 10 things that will gross out your holiday guests. It's a dirty bathroom. Dirty clean bathroom. Your bathroom. Number two,
water stains. So, immediately when I saw this on this article, I'm just thinking like water stains in the bowl of your sink or things like that. But this actually was talking about water stains, like, if you had an old roof leak and you still have the water stain on the ceiling, or if you've, you know, have some rotten wood around your ceilings and there's some water stains on your windowsills. There's just,
I'm going to add into water stains all of the calcium crusty deposits around.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, around your faucets, because we go into way too many houses that have like that nice barnacle-esque
that hard crust, water, that hard,
the hard water, around the edge. So just remove all that junk and some CLR. I mean,
that's
my God,
exactly what I was thinking.
It's just nothing to it. All right, number three,
your shower curtain liner. I think everybody can relate to this one.
You know what? Honestly, in probably everybody's house listening, including mine, we all have shower liners right now that should probably be replaced.
I would agree. And that's like a $5 item.
It's so cheap. We should put that on an Amazon every 6 months, maybe 3 months.
Alexa, give me a shower curtain.
No, you can set a – Amazon has those repeating purchase things.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think you can do that for dog food now even.
Maybe.
You set it on a certain – and it just it just orders. Yeah. As long as your credit card's good, it'll just keep sending them until you stop it. Or somebody stops it. Like, if you die and your credit card's active, I guess it just keeps on.
You got 40 shower curtain liners sitting outside.
I don't know who's living here, but they sure need some shower liners.
There's
in there.
Some clean people in that house.
All right, so a shower curtain liner. Yeah, replace your shower curtain liners, especially if you have kids. That's my God, because it's just their dirty hands on the way in.
Probably not a good gift to give. But obviously,
These aren't gifting ideas here. No gifting ideas.
Probably sets the wrong tone if you hand that, if you give that out as a gift.
All right, number four item for the things that will gross out your holiday guests the most. Number four,
pet hair.
Okay, so sure.
Yeah, you got any kind of pet that accumulates hair, sheds, tumbleweeds, whatever you want to call them. This, it's good. Get them. You know what? It's a great idea. Probably they're probably due. Go ahead and get them groomed, tightened up, cut before your guests come in town, and then that way. They smell good, their hair's cut, so they're not going to shed as much, and you got them for at least a month, hopefully.
So I'll tell you, it would not be a good idea to buy your spouse a vacuum cleaner.
Right.
But, you could make the argument that a Roomba would be an appropriate gift. Maybe. Because, hey, baby, instead of having to vacuum, I just got one that does it for you.
That's right.
Or does it for me. Whatever. Or does it for the kids. Whatever. But, because you can schedule a Roomba to go however often you want to, every day.
Yeah.
And it'll run the path. It'll get everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then even charge itself back up and then go back out and finish the job. You just got to make sure you keep dumping the thing. I think I'm going to get one.
That'd be interesting.
I'm going to give it. It's like the
Alexa. Certainly cool.
I've got an Alexa sitting in my house that I bought because I was like, I got great ideas with what we're going to do with this. And it's still sitting there. But I think a Roomba would actually get out of the box.
There you go.
Just the time to set it all up.
You could do both. You get the Alexa out of the box and then order the Roomba through the Alexa.
Maybe I'll do that.
Solve two problems.
If you've had any Roomba experience with pet hair,
text
because I have a dog. Yeah. Send me a text. I'd love to hear. Cool. All right. Number five, things that will absolutely gross out your holiday guest.
So, damp hand towels. So ones that have been used over and over again. And typically, look, I'm guilty of this. My kids, they wash their hands off and just throw it back on the sink and it just sits there, but
it
changes
their
things
wet.
Out. Yeah, it sits there wet. So the next time you go to wash your hands, it's still damp. It hasn't dried.
So basically it's like when you go to somebody's, so this is what I'm seeing, right? Mm-hmm. You go to a holiday party.
Right.
And there's the guest bathroom, which holiday party people are drinking.
Right.
I have beers. I'm not scared to say it, right?
True.
All right, so I have a couple of beers. Everybody does whatever. Everybody's in and out of the bathroom, and you go in there, and you wash your hands because you're going to wash your hands.
Right.
And the only thing there is either the absolutely drenched hand towel they had sitting there, if they even had one, or the decorative towels that are also now drenched. And I just stand there usually and look at them and think, what am I supposed to do?
Oh, man.
It's just dirtier on the way out than on the way in.
And they sell like nicer than average
throwaways.
Yes, that you can buy.
That's what you need. Yeah. People need to just buy the stack of throwaways.
Yep.
If you're going to have a party or if you're having holiday guests, obviously.
Sure. Yeah. It solves that problem real easy.
All right. Number six is that was kind of gross, though, the hand towel thing. All right. Number six.
This is carpet in the bathroom. So,
okay. That's really gross.
You can only imagine what your carpet gathers in the rest of the house, but now you're putting in it in a wet environment with that traps dampness and mold growth, and it's just not a good idea.
What is it? Was it the 60s and 70s? Which house style was it? Because there's a whole slew of them here in Jacksonville that have carpet in the bathrooms.
I remember even
there's actually carpet around the toilets.
Right. I remember even in the 80s living in houses and rent. You know, we were renting a house as a kid that had carpet in the bathroom. So it might span three decades of that.
Yeah. That is absolutely. What do you do, though? I mean, we're already here at December. Where are we? Well, beginning of December.
Look, if you want to be ambitious about it, rip it out. Go buy some vinyl tiles. Go buy some vinyl tiles. They're peel and stick. I mean, that's an afternoon project that you can do.
So you're all your friends don't come over and think, what is in this carpet?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's foul.
Moving on.
Moving on. All right. Number seven item that will absolutely gross out your holiday guest.
And I think this is probably just from a comfort level, but like flat pillows. Right, you just have these pillows that are old. They've been around forever.
We're talking about on the beds?
Yeah, on the beds.
Okay.
Yeah, there's the fluff is gone. They're flat.
Okay, so they're staying. Yeah, these are holiday guests that are spending the night.
Yeah, if you want to be gross about it, they've probably been drooled on 50 million times. I mean, but it's just something that doesn't elicit comfort in the guest room, right?
Oh, man. All right. So, you know what's funny? So
I put the gross spin on it.
Yeah. So my wife's parents just came into town, and we bought all new pillows for the bed they're staying on, all new bedding.
See?
And I'm like, aren't we going overboard?
Yeah.
But here we are. I made the list. So I'm laughing at myself. She's not listening. Thank God.
That's right.
Because I was like, how much are we spending to house your mom and dad for few days?
You know what? It's probably a small price to pay for them. For
happiness.
For
happiness.
Exactly. Yeah. One of them come out and go, how old are these pillows?
Yeah.
Gosh.
All right.
Y'all knew we were coming in town.
So number eight item of the gross things that will gross out your holiday guests.
Yeah. Old sponges.
Okay, yeah. So, all right, this is a pet peeve of mine. I go into houses that are listed for sale. Not my listings, because they all get tossed as soon as I see them. But I go into houses that are listed for sale, and there's that dry sponge on top of the sink. You know, the one that curls up?
Yeah, after it dries, it shortens up. Yep.
And it's like, you can look at them and tell you didn't just, that wasn't like today's sponge.
Nah, you've been wearing that thing out for 6
You've been
months.
Working that sponge for a while.
It
is so gross. And there's always like the bad ring of water underneath of it. It's like, man, can we just throw this away? Well, I'll just toss them.
I'll take it a step further. I would rather see that than when I walk in and I see a damp one just sitting in the sink basin that, you know, just constantly stayed. They clean the thing and they just leave it in the sink. And it's just wet. And I mean, I just anything with like just constant dampness.
It's linens and things is gone. Bed Bath and Beyond. Stop by, figure out what they have to not use sponges and get something else. All right, number nine,
slow drains,
especially in the shower. Nothing worse.
Anywhere, sinks, showers, whatever. Snake them. Get somebody in there. Just.
Get
showering.
Who's our plumber that we like so much?
Celtic's pretty good.
Celtic, man. Get that guy out.
Heck, even Roto-Rooter. It doesn't matter.
Get him in there. Yeah. If you need a great plumber, we have an awesome plumber we like to use. Yeah. Number 10.
And the last one here on the list is sticky cabinets.
Like hand sticky?
Hand sticky, like the handles, the cabinets themselves. You know,
somebody had jelly hand.
Yeah. Especially when you got kids, they're just touching everything.
All right. Hey, thanks for listening today. If you'd like to talk to Sean or I about buying a home or selling a home, especially if you want to kind of get together and get your list of things you got to do before you list at the beginning of the year, reach out to us, 904-234-5196, or you can just Google Brad Officer. Have a good one.